Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Myanmar's military junta continues to mistreat minority people groups, but Unknown Nation sees people opening to the gospel. Then, a beloved character in Iran will soon help open the door for gospel opportunities with kids. We'll tell you more in just a moment. But we'll begin today in Myanmar, where the Rohingya continue to suffer brutality at the hands of the Burmese military junta. And it's not just them. Since the military coup over 3 years ago, over 5,000 people have lost their lives. Just this month, a church bombing by the military killed 9 people, 7 of them children. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
The same group that has been tormenting the Rohingya staged a military coup in February 2021. And that has resulted in over 3 million people being displaced. Other minority ethnic groups like the Rohingya, who have been just savagely targeted, oppressed, beaten, persecuted, killed.
This war zone is where Unknown Nations sees gospel ministry unfold.
People are ready for some good news. And what better good news is there than the hope of Jesus Christ? In the midst of this chaos, as crazy as it seems, hearts are open and responding to the gospel.
Please become aware and pray for these tragedies in Myanmar.
Every 2 seconds, someone is newly displaced in the world because of war, violence, persecution, human rights abuses. The body of Christ needs to come and lean into these situations. They don't fit nice and cleanly into a box like a lot of missions initiatives we try, but that's okay. Jesus gave his life for these situations.
There's resources and prayer points at our website. Then, death tolls in Gaza have surpassed 44,000 people. In Lebanon, it's above 3,500. In the midst of these unspeakable losses, Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says,
the church is a reflection of the community. So the church is also going through those things. The church is also suffering. The church is also reflecting and thinking, are they doing the right thing, what they need to do?
People in Beirut are receiving Muslims fleeing from southern Lebanon. Many of these displaced people are Shia Muslims, the same branch of Islam as Hezbollah. They don't generally have a good relationship with Christians, but Sharia says churches are helping shelter them.
This is a beautiful, beautiful reflection of God's love.
The MENA Leadership Center is leading multiple local trainings before the end of the year and planning for 2 courses in early 2025.
One of them is how to deal with trauma for refugees. And this is a very important thing that is happening. Also, how to establish your ministry with refugees. Because remember, now refugees is a big thing in the Middle East.
Pray for brothers and sisters in the Middle East who are navigating these crises. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Finally, children hold the key to Iran's future. But they're growing up in a world marked by oppression, poverty, war, and a mounting mental health crisis. To offer hope, Transform Iran has brought a beloved character to life in a new and meaningful way. Enter Chonky, an animated character with a gospel-centered mission. Lana Silk from Transform Iran explains how this initiative was born.
Privileged to be working with a lady who was the voice of a famous puppet in Iran years ago called Chera. Chera means why. And she helped us create an alternative to this puppet called Chonke, which means because. So now we have the because puppet who answers all these questions.
In 2014, Transform Iran produced pilot episodes with Chonke, but funding challenges brought that project to a halt. Now, they're gearing up to relaunch the series with an even greater vision.
We're considering how we can help educate the children of Iran on these issues that we talked about, identity, truth, God. How does God relate to us? How do we relate to God? How should I treat the other kids in my class? And there's some basic things that are steeped in Christian teaching.
Transform Iran believes programs with characters like Chonky can plant seeds of faith in the hearts of a generation that'll shape the nation's future. There's more at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.